Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Saturday, February 1st, Doug and I will be welcoming one of our very favorite astrologers, Ms. Jackie Slevin. She will be talking to us about the upcoming year and all the applicable astrology. This should be an extremely informational show. So don't forget, the Jupiter Rising Show starts this Saturday at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on KKNW Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
And welcome back to Martha Norwalk's Animal World for the final hour or half hour of the final Sunday of the month, which means that Martha's off today. She's off at Temple, and Kathy is here, and I'm here. This is Positive Talk on Martha Norwalk's Animal World. It's the last Sunday of the month, and we're going to do this every month, God willing, and the creek don't rise, and you don't throw us out. So we hope to be here, and Kathy, I wanted to throw it to you. How have you enjoyed today's show? What do you think?
Very good. Very informative.
Yes. Yes, indeed. You. Now, we are going to spend this half hour kind of doing what we call the nuts and bolts of Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and we're going to do current, and we're going to do a bunch of different things. And so with that, I'd like you to take the lead on that, if you wouldn't.
Oh, we need to do some homework here.
Yeah, we do. We do. So what do we got?
Well, what do you want to start with? Well, we could talk about, first of all, Martha had suggested or had asked us to mention her Facebook page and
yes,
all the wonderful topics and stories and pictures that she has to share that are uplifting, and many of them are funny. But today, actually, one of the one of the most important Facebook posts. That
not so funny, this post.
No, you know, it's educational. And I think we must open our eyes and be an advocate for the animals. And if you would like to go, or please do, I may ask, go to Martha Norwalk, Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page. There is a story on there about the University of Washington. This was forwarded to me by a friend of mine who is on the board of directors of an organization called, the initials are NARN, and an amazing person. It's an organization that is called Northwest Animal Rights Network, and they do amazing, amazing job in informing and sharing of information that stands for the animals. Anything that we could do to come together as a community to make the lives of animals a happier and peaceful one. Anyways, with just a little bit about this story that my friend shared with me, is about the University of Washington and their testing labs. And the one story that has just recently come up is about a story about the ferrets and how they are being used. I'm not going to tell you the whole story, but these ferrets have been used to test, help them learn more about traumatic brain injury. And actually, I kind of take this one to heart because we've had this in our home, a severe traumatic brain injury. And it was my husband. And if I would have known that this has possibly gone into their situation, we probably would have turned down the interviews and questions that we went through with the University of Washington in regards to that in humans. But what has happened just a little bit is that the ferrets had to, they were forced to go through a traumatic brain injury by the people who run this this story. I'm at a loss for words right now. I'm a little bit nervous.
Well, so let
but
me.
They were forced to endure what the researchers had put these ferrets through, and eventually, these animals were killed after 90 days, and then their brains were examined.
So basically, what they did was the protocol was that in order to discover more about traumatic brain injury in humans, they used the ferrets, and
there were 80 of them.
And there were 80 of them, and they did a couple things. The first of all, they did oxygen deprivation,
right,
which caused brain injury.
Well, we don't want to give too much information out because I want people to be curious, to want to go to the article that's been posted on Animal World.
Okay.
And kind of a tease is what we're doing about this story.
Okay.
But yeah,
it's important to recognize and see. And since I heard this story, and I would really like to get an expert on to talk about how that all works with research and with the use of animals, because some of it is fairly horrific, but at the same time, they're doing research to benefit humanity at the cost of the animal. I don't know. I've got real mixed emotions about, should we be doing research with animals? Is it helping us?
I've got names of people. Martha should be doing interviews with these people to let the public know that it's not necessary.
Well, by
it's
all
not necessary.
Well, by all means, I think I hereby deputize you to go find these people to bring
I've
them,
got them
for next time on Positive Talk on Martha Norwalk's Animal World, because I would love to because I'm really conflicted about it, because I want cute little ferrets are cute little things and they're entitled to their life and to have their life cut short so that they could analyze their brain based upon what they did to them over a period of time. It's not something that's really cool. And at this, so I would really like to understand how and why we do what we do, and is there a better way?
Oh, there is.
And that's...
There's a lot better way. There's no reason on God's green earth that animals have to go through the torture that they have to endure when it's not necessary.
Well, I would love to have them come here and explain that to us so that we can understand it, so that then we can become a much better advocate. Because right now I can't really speak to it because I don't really
know. Because
you're
not educated. You don't understand, and that's understandable.
I'm not edumacated.
Yeah.
No.
I have no idea. Yeah. So that's why I bring this to everybody's attention. And if you go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page, you will find more details. There's a phone number on there that I've been given for people to become in contact with the president of the University of Washington. And if they read the story and they agree, or whatever their feelings are, I encourage them to give this person a call.
Okay, fair
so
enough.
That and more notes and more information that they will want to know.
Very good, very good. What else you got over there?
Okay.
You got a whole list of pile of papers
and
stuff.
There, a lot of them are just contact information.
Oh, very good.
Let's remind you to go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World website. You know, I think sometimes people just look at the tap on archives or listen live, but she's got so many great articles and information that's funny, educational, links to important websites.
Like all of the advertiser links are right there.
There you go.
So without them,
there's no us, as Martha says.
Yeah. If you are interested in some of the advertisers that are there, including one that's called My Independent Report, if you go.
Oh, we must not think about it. Forget about that one.
Yeah, just a shameless plug on my part. I know. But if you go there and you can look at the advertiser, she's got lots of articles and stuff. And also, you know, the one thing that we haven't talked about now, Martha's been doing on the radio for 25 years, but she's also an animal behavioral expert.
There you go. Yes.
And so you can give her a call. Her number is, I'm sure you have it right there in front of you.
If you have need for Martha to help you out with your animal friends at home, you might want to give her a call. Her office number is 360-217-7258. And if you're thinking of calling her today, give her some time to get home and do her chores, and she'll be ready for your phone calls. And they're free of charge, too.
And as she likes to say, if you need her quickly, bug her email.
Yeah, bug my voicemail.
Her voicemail.
Yeah.
That's right. And because I was looking at her email, and her email is also there if you want to go send her an email, which would be?
MarthaLight@IHAVE.AOL. Now, that's not a part of I have. It's not a part of our email, but AOL.com.
Yes.
And go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and there you are.
Yeah.
So do you want to get into
what's happening next week?
You could. Why don't we do that
then?
Does
that sound like a good start?
Sure.
Okay, so next week, February 2nd, we're already there. Can you believe it? I feel like we just got past Christmas.
I know.
But next week is featuring Jude and Paul Ponton of Whispering Dragon Center. And they're a wonderful couple. And I have to say that, it was about a month ago, they did a healing on me. And it was miraculous. Saved me from a lot of pain.
What?
I have to give them that credit where credit is due.
I'm yes. glad that you did that, because this is what happened from my recollection of that particular moment, was that you had been in pain.
Ugh.
and for several days, and this event kept reoccurring, and it would bother you, and then you would be okay, and then it would bother you again, and the pain was intense. every time that it bothered you.
It was so horrible. It was worse than childbirth. It was, I was in the emergency room twice.
Really?
And given a, you know, a big jar full of hydrocodone. And of course, that didn't work.
No.
So I finished up the whole bottle in a day and a half. But then, you know, thank you, Jude and Paul. And also my daughter. She talked us into getting some down the street help from, I guess you might want to call it CBD oil or something,
help.
You know, some tincture that I actually, you know, Kevin, I prided myself that I was probably only one on the face of the earth did not have an experience with the magic.
Are we talking about marijuana?
Marijuana.
Marijuana, yeah. Well,
my daughter says, Mom, now look, the other stuff didn't work for you, right? I'm like, yes. And she goes, how much pain are you in? I said, I'm ready to die. I hated it. And so, okay. Someone went and picked some up for me and got it home, took my first dose of it. And I had to sit, and she called me back, and she said, well, so, Mom, how did that work? How did that help? And I said, it took it away, and I'm so grateful. And she just died laughing. She's like, yes, Mom, I'm so glad you said that. Because she actually worked along with Rick Steves in promoting legislation for legalizing marijuana. So she had a big part to play with that. So finally she could say, Mom, I told you so. I had to eat my words.
All right. So,
but there it worked along with Jude and Paul. And so there's a shout out to Jude and Paul too.
All right. So let me see if I can get this straight, because before when we were on break, we were talking about, because the last couple of shows, I have booked people that I know from either my independent report or from other sources, and I booked the two last shows. Sounds to me like we've got the next show already booked. We've got a animal rights group that can come on and talk to us about animal rights and research and all of that, and have that group come on, and we can have your daughter on to talk about pot. I think that would be wonderful.
Good luck. I don't know. Well, you know, we cannot be counting our chickens before they hatch. You know, we have to kind of talk people into this sometimes.
Oh, so silly me.
No.
So in any event, why don't we do this? We're going to continue with Martha Norwalk's Animal World. We're going to go ahead and talk to some advertisers for the final time, because we're out at 11:30 today. And we're going to give way to the University of Washington Husky basketball team, who are going to go after another great win. And so we're going to take our we're going to continue with talking to advertisers, and then we'll be back to do current events. So right now you're listening to Alternative Talk, KKNW 1150 AM.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, online at 1150kknw.com.
And welcome back to Martha Norwalk's Animal World for the last Sunday of the month, which means it's Positive Talk Sunday with Kathy and Kevin. We are trying our best to educate, uplift, and enlighten all of us that listen to the show and are part of it. So with that, we've got a short amount of time left. We're down to 8 minutes or so. So I think that may be just enough time for us to fit in current events. What do you say?
Hello, this is Kathy, and Martha has asked us to go ahead and speak a little bit on Animal World's current events. The list is long, but we will try and somewhat rush through it and give you the latest information for this week. First of all, I'd like to mention Missy's Rescue has closed their doors, and now that there's no longer any location that's available, she still needs help. She needs help in paying the bills, feeding the animals, and addressing adoption issues. And her phone number, if you would like to contact her, she could use some help with donations. And from what I understand, she's looking for a van or a truck to help transport animals and help feed them. And anyways, let's go into her phone number is, let's call Missy at 206-356-8245. So she can use all the help she can get. So let's jump in there and help her out. The next one is upcoming classes and events with Linda Rasmussen. And she is coming up is a free family best class Thursday, February 6th from 7 to 9 p.m. You can learn a simple, powerful technique to provide energetic balance to your children's spouse. Wow, I could use that help.
Yep.
Okay. Or parent. Join Linda Rasmussen for a free hands-on class. Space is limited, so you must register by 5 p.m. on February 5th. And her number is 206-841-1992. Before I go any further, you can catch all this information and the current events on Martha's, help me, Kevin.
On her webpage.
Yes, that's right. She's got it all there.
MarthaNorwalk.com. Yes. And also, I wanted, before you leave, Linda, I wanted to remind everybody that the first, when you book a session with her, the first one is absolutely free, so you can get an idea what it is that she does. And so I did that, and I was so impressed that I booked several more that helped me and my elbow get all better. And so what's her phone number if you want to book a session with?
Linda. Okay, so I would say 206-841-1992. Or you could go to Linda at, I can just say this, verticalenergyworldwide.com.
Verticalenergyworldwide.com.
So Linda at verticalenergyworldwide.com.
Perfect.
And you can do that.
What's next?
Okay, so it's not new. I heard her mention this a few times in previous weeks, but Pigs Peace Sanctuary in Stanwood, Washington, needs your help.
The pigs need our help, folks.
Yes, they need to eat and have a warm place to stay. So, also upcoming events for Northwest Canine Coalition, a new weekly segment on King 5 or Kong 6, Canine Rescue of the Week, Fridays at 7:45 p.m. And then the first Saturday of every month, Spotlight on Dogs, King 5, at 6:45 a.m. hour, and again throughout the podcast. Follow then on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for updates. Let's see if I can find. Oh, I've got to promote this one. All of them are worth promoting. But join Darcy Pariso on the second Thursday of the month, February 13th at 11 a.m. on Animal Soul Wisdom on the Dr. Pat Show, KKNW 1150, and on Transformational Talk Radio. And every fourth Thursday of the month, February 27th, on Transformational Talk Radio only. Call in with your questions. And that would be on, too many ums in my communication here, 1-800-930-2819. And you can contact Darcy at Darcy Pariso, and as like she says, Paris with an O, .com. You can talk to her there too. Seattle Humane Movie Night for Kids at their location, February 14th at Seattle Humane. Also, mark your calendars for annual Tucks and Tales, May 9th. Tickets go on sale March 1st. Kitty Literature Program for Kids, 5 through 10 years old, to practice reading skills, and available every week, Mondays through Fridays, for 20-minute sessions. And more information and registration at seattlehumane.org/education.
And for everything else, you can go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World to the website, and you can look at all the current events that she has listed there, because I'm afraid, Kathy, we're running out of time. We are going to run out of time, and because we are being preempted for the University of Washington Ladies Huskies. So
there we go. So one last...
Well, we're not
ready for that, or do you have some other things to add?
I wanted to ask you what you thought about today.
I thought it was great.
Okay.
It was great.
Go ahead and go into that.
So I want you to pay attention to this. Remember, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. Always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. Thank you very much for joining us and taking your time this Sunday.
We'll see you next month.
Yay. Thank you.